Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. There's a city where the Lamb is the light. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, no more sun, no more moon, no more stars, no more need. Because it's a city where the Lamb, lit by His glory, the glory of His deity. Amen. You know, that's what Peter and James and John got a little glimpse of on the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. They walked up there and the deity began to break through His humanity. And they beheld His glory. They couldn't see it very long. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You talk about brilliant. Amen. John, when he saw him on Patmos, he said, and his face, it shines like the sun in its strength. Amen. Praise God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. And let me say, it's good to see everybody here tonight. Thank you. So good to have Brother Looney and Camden with us. Amen. God bless you. We're glad you get to come home every now and then. This is always home. You're always welcome. Amen. Praise. Good to have Brother Hunt here tonight. Amen. He has to work a lot. But we're always happy when he gets to come and be in service. Amen. And I want to just say tonight how much I appreciate Brother Arrington and the great progress and what I see God doing in his life. Amen. You know, Brother Arrington went through a dark time in his life when he was younger. Amen. God gave him the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. He'd been through some tough times, but he hung in there.
Yes, sir.
And right now, God's using him in a great way.
Yes,
amen. And he's a very gifted young man. And I appreciate Brother Arrington tonight and his willingness to take on new tasks. And he helps us also with media. And I appreciate him very much tonight and what God's doing in his life. So,
amen.
I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord. These are, for most of us, familiar verses, but I want to read them in our hearing. Amen. Praise God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Everybody say, and the Spirit of God moved. Amen. I'm going to talk tonight about He's still moving.
Yes.
He's still moving. Praise God. The Lord bless you. And you may be seated. When the Spirit of God moved, something happened.
Right. Yes.
Amen. The Bible said that the earth was without form.
Right.
It didn't have any significant shape. It had no purpose. It had no beauty. Amen. The Bible said it was void. And it was darkness was upon the face of the deep. Amen. It was a useless place. It was an unproductive place. It was a wasteland. It was nothing but barrenness. Amen. But the Spirit of God began to move, and all of a sudden, when the Spirit of God began to move. Now, when God's one way God moves is when his word is spoken. You combine the moving of the Holy Ghost with the spoken word, and something's about to happen. Something creative is waiting in the wings. Amen. The Bible says that out of that chaos, there became order. The earth took on a purposeful shape. It took on a meaningful existence. Amen. And the darkness was pierced, and suddenly there was the brilliance of light that split the darkness and split the night, and you could see clearly. And the barrenness began to break forth into life. Amen. God carpeted the earth with green grass and dotted it with trees and with flowers. And he studded the heavens with moon and sun and stars. Amen. And like diamonds against the black darkness of the midnight. And God began to move. When God moves, things begin to get beautiful.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Now let me just say this. God has no problem with seeing in darkness, because God is light. Amen. The Bible said men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. But hey, God sees in the darkness just like the light. There is no darkness to God.
Yes.
Amen. You know what darkness is? It's not anything. It's the absence of something. It's the absence of light. Light's what is. Amen. Darkness can only be where light is not. Amen. There's light. You know, we may not understand this tonight, but that there's light everywhere. The only reason that space appears to be a dark place is because there's no reflection. There's no solid surface. But wherever light finds a solid surface, as a reflector, it reveals itself. That tells me that light is really everywhere. Amen. Because God is light and God is omnipresent. Hallelujah. So if God is everywhere, light is everywhere. If God is everywhere, truth is everywhere. If God is everywhere, life is everywhere. Amen. Praise God. And so whenever the Spirit begins to move, things begin to happen. Amen. Isaiah 44. The Lord said in verse 3, I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. Hallelujah. Hey, sometimes we can come into the house of God and we're thirsty and we're dry. But blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, that's why when you get discouraged, the worst thing you can do is stay out of church. Whenever the devil starts saying, hey, you don't feel like going, you say, hey, I need to go. Amen. I got a problem. Well, you're going to have a problem whether you go to church or not. Amen. You might as well go. Hallelujah. Because if you'll get here and the Spirit gets to move, and God's going to shine some light on your situation. God's going to pour some water on your situation. God's going to give some life to your situation. Amen. Praise God. No wonder the devil wants to keep you out of church. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. He said, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God moves, it'll change people's heart. I've heard people say that all my life. Well, people just don't change like that. Oh, yes, they do. The only way they can is when the Spirit gets to moving. Amen. But the one thing about Pentecost is change. If you're going to be born again, you got to change. Amen. If you're going to serve Jesus Christ, you got to change. When God puts you in His church, things in your life are going to change. Amen. The prophet said, they that sit in darkness have seen a great light. Upon them hath the light shined. Amen. He brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. When God comes, when the Spirit moves, things happen. Amen. And He said, I'm going to take out your old hard heart, And I'm going to give you a soft heart. I'm going to give you a pliable heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, my God can do that. I'll never forget, my brother-in-law visited us some years ago. And I got up in the morning, and he'd gotten up early, apparently earlier than I did. And I walked in the living room, and there he sat. And he had tears coursing down his cheeks and this big smile on his face. He had been through a lot. He'd been in Vietnam and a lot of difficulties, a lot of troubles in his life. Hadn't served God for many years. Amen. But there he got his hands on a book and started reading. Amen. And got the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God. God visited him. And he looked at me with those tears running down his cheeks and a big smile on his face. And he said, I never thought I'd ever be able to cry again. Amen. I'm telling you, God can take a hard heart and he can soften it. You're praying for somebody tonight that's got a hard heart. Amen. You're praying for somebody tonight. It seems like an impossibility. Amen. My pastor, Brother Merle McDaniel, started the church in my hometown when I was just a little bitty boy. Amen. He's 92, 93 years old now. Still serving God. Still preaches every chance he gets. Amen. Still got the fire burning. Still got the Spirit moving. Hallelujah. Amen. But his oldest son, sometimes his kids say, I want you to help me pray for my boy. He said, oh, he's so hard. He's so hard. We need to pray for him. He's so hard. And one day he called me on the telephone. He was so excited. He called him by his name and he said he went to Brother So-and-so's church Sunday night and God refilled him with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm telling you, folks, God can take hardness and he can remove a stony heart and he can renew it with a heart of flesh. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, the only way you can build a church is with the Spirit moving. You can't do it with a beautiful choir. You can't do it with a talented pulpit. You can't do it with an educated pulpit. The only thing that'll bring revival is the moving of the Spirit of God. The only thing that can take a hardened heart and make it soft again is the moving of the Spirit of God. Amen. Without him, folks, we have nothing. Amen. Praise God. But thank God when the Spirit moves, he can make the hard thing soft. Amen. He can take the inflexible and he can make it pliable. One more time. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Amen. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out, everybody say pour out. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about the Spirit moving, folks. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what happened whenever the great flood touched the earth, Brother Looney was talking about earlier? Amen. I don't know. There's people believe all kinds of things, but I just believe the Grand Canyon was carved during that time. Amen. I've seen water do a lot of things. You get enough force, enough water flowing, it'll move anything. You watch a river, you know, the Mississippi starts somewhere up in Canada, up in the north. And it's just a little stream. And it goes around little rocks, and it goes around trees, and it goes around all kinds of things. And something gets in its way, it just takes a course of least resistance. But then after a while, it meets with another stream. And then it meets with another stream. And then it meets with another stream. And all of a sudden, things that it would have to go around, now it just goes right over them. And it just catches them up in its stream. And it flows forward until after a while, the great rivers come together and form the mighty Mississippi. And nothing stops that. Amen. I'm told that the Amazon River, the mighty Amazon in South America, you can go 125 miles out into the ocean and still have fresh water. That's the force of that river. That's the power. Once it gets going, I'm telling you, sometimes you think, well, you know, God gets a little prayer here and he gets a little prayer there. And this one prays and this one prays and this one prays. And the Spirit starts moving. Hallelujah. Amen. And we get in one mind. We get in one accord. And the Holy Ghost starts moving. I'm telling you tonight, there's not anything that's going to stop it. It's going to be able to overcome every obstacle. Somebody said, Brother Grissom, the world's getting to be a dark place. I know it's getting to be a dark place. When in the United States of America, we've got schools wanting to quit calling kids boys and girls and call them purple penguins so they don't want to be offensive. When in the world has a boy ever been offended by calling him a boy? When in the world has a girl ever been offended by being called a girl? I'd be offended if you called me a purple penguin. Amen. It's a crazy world. I'm telling you the truth, folks. This is in Nebraska. Paid for by your tax dollars.
What?
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. Amen. Last year, the last Olympics? They decided that they had a big to-do talking about whether transsexuals could be part of it or not. Didn't know where to put them. Do you put them with the guys or the girls? It's confusion. The Bible said that Satan is the author of confusion. Amen. Darkness breeds and it lets darkness allows the evil to foment. Amen. And form and grow and increase. Amen. But light, praise God, brings truth and revelation. And God is light. As long as you follow God, you'll not have confusion. You'll not ever have to figure out whether you're a boy or a girl. Amen. You'll know. Praise God. Amen. You'll know. Praise God. You'll know. Amen. And I still believe there needs to be a distinction. I believe if you're still a girl, you need to dress like a girl. If you're a boy, you need to dress like a boy. Amen. Praise God. If you're a girl, you need to act like a girl. If you're a boy, you get a little starch in your sleeve. Amen. Praise God. Don't dress your little boy in ruffles. Amen. Praise God. You dress him like a boy. Don't you confuse him. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got a world that's crazy, folks. But I'm telling you what. Somebody said, oh, it's a wicked over. Yes, it is. But I'm telling you, there's a mighty move of the Spirit. Yeah. Amen. The Bible said, where sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. This church was born in opposition. This church was born in persecution. This church was born swimming upstream, going against the current, and it thrived and it overcame, and the light shone more brightly in that darkness. And hey, we're coming to that time again when the church is going to shine like a city set on a hill. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is moving.
Amen.
He's still moving. And the darkness may not comprehend the light, but it can't prohibit the light. One poet said that the darkness of a million midnights cannot extinguish the light of one small candle. Darkness can never extinguish light. But light can always pierce darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I know who the light is. Amen. I'm glad I'm living in the light. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So the question begs to be answered tonight then, if the Spirit of God is moving, well, who is God? Who is God? Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about him, if I could, just a moment. First of all, you need to know that he's just one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You just need to know, just one. If he's almighty, there can only be one almighty. Amen. There are not three semi-mighties or tri-mighties. Amen. There's one almighty. Hallelujah. If he's got all power, that means nobody else has any power. Our God is one. Amen. Our God is creator. In the beginning, God created. I don't believe he used the force of evolution to do so. Amen. From what I read in the scripture, it doesn't indicate that at all. From what I read, he just, God said and there was. And God said and there was. And God said and there was. And every time God said, there was. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I still believe in a God of creation. Not only did he create, but God sustains. Amen. If it were not for him, folks, we couldn't make it. We're still breathing his air. You know, your body has a little current in it, a little electrical current. How'd that get there? God put it there. We can't create that. We can't make that. Man cannot make that. It's called a spirit. And God put a spirit in you, a spirit of life. We talked about that this morning. God gave you the Zoe. And the Zoe is a life force, and God put that in you. And it'll be in you until he decides to take it out. And when God takes that little spark, when God removes that little force out of your life, then your life will cease as far as your physical existence. Amen. God sustains us. That's why you need to be good to God, because you're breathing his air and you're eating his groceries. Praise God. And you're walking around on his earth and you're soaking up his sunshine and you're receiving his rain. Amen. It's all his. Praise God. It's good to remind ourselves of that now and then. I try not to talk too much about my stuff. My house, my car, my money, my bank, my. Yeah, I try not to do that because really it's not mine. Yeah, man, even after I get it paid for, it's still not mine. Praise God. It's really not. But Brother Grissom, it's in your name. Yeah, but it won't do me any good if he snatches me out of here. Amen. We're not going to need any Fords up there. You're not going to need any Toyotas in heaven. Praise God. Amen. Nothing from this earth. It's a new heaven. It's a new earth. God's not patching stuff up. Amen. He's making it brand new. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so God is a sustainer of life. John 4 and 24 tells us that God is spirit. And it tells us that that a spirit hath not flesh and bones. Amen. And so a spirit is, you don't see a spirit. It's not visible. Now let them say, just because a spirit is boneless doesn't mean it's nothingness. Because a spirit is something. Amen. A spirit can be felt. It's tangible. I can feel the Spirit of God. Anybody know what I'm talking about when I say I can feel the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. I can feel the Spirit moving. Hallelujah. I know when it's moving. Hallelujah. I want to move with it when it's moving. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God is a spirit, the Bible said. And then the Bible says that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. So as flesh body, he's God with us. As Holy Spirit, he's God in us. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said, I am with you, but I shall be in you. He didn't differentiate, did he? He didn't say, I am with you, but the Holy Spirit shall be in you. He said, I am with you, and I shall be in you. Maintaining his spiritual identity. Amen. We understand then that Jesus is God manifest in flesh. Amen. The Bible said that he had the Spirit without measure. That's the difference in Johnny Grissom and Jesus. Amen. I have the Spirit in measure. He had the Spirit without measure. All the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily in him. In him should all fullness dwell. Amen. I got a little bit of Holy Ghost. He had unlimited Holy Ghost. Amen. He is Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So God is one and God is Spirit. Amen. When we talk about the Spirit of God and we talk about the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, what are we talking about? We're talking about the spiritual nature of God. Each of those is simply an office we're talking about. Each of those is a relationship we're talking about. Amen. I'm a father. Amen. But guess what? I'm also a son. And I'm also a husband. How many do you see up here tonight? Good. If you see more than that, get your eyes checked. Yeah, because there's just one. Those are all relationships. My relationship as a father with my daughter is different than my relationship as a son with my parents. And it's different as my relationship as a husband to my wife. Each of these relationships are different, but I am still one and the same person. And there's just one person. In the Godhead, there's just one person. Amen. A lot of the confusion concerning the Godhead simply comes from the fact that we make the Father a person and the Spirit a person, and they're not persons, they're spirit. Amen. When you get to heaven, you're not going to see an old gray-headed man sitting on a throne and another younger-looking fellow sitting beside him and this white dove flying around. I've seen that picture, but that's not heaven. The Bible said there's one throne, and there's one that sits upon the throne. Hallelujah. And they're not playing musical chairs, because there's just one God. Hallelujah. Amen. When we call Him Father, He's Father in creation, because He indeed really is the Father of all things. Amen. Spirit is His essence. He is a spiritual essence. That's His nature. That's what He is. Amen. When we talk about the Son, we're talking about when the Spirit was manifest in the flesh and lived among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of God. We saw grace and mercy and truth magnified, amen, in the body and in the form of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry. When I pray, when I say I pray to Jesus, I don't have to worry about leaving the Father out. And when I pray to the Holy Ghost, I don't have to worry about leaving Jesus out. And when I pray to the Father, I don't have to leave the other two out. Amen. Because there's just one God. Yeah. And His name is Jesus. You want to call His name? Amen. Call Him Jesus. You want to call Him by Father? That's His title. You want to call Him Holy Ghost? That's His title. You want to call His name? Call Him Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. He said, you're not in the flesh but in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, we got a distinction here. We have the Spirit, we have the Spirit of God, and we have the Spirit of Christ. What is that? Is there a distinction? Amen. Do we have a Trinity going on here? No, sir. Amen. It's Spirit. God is what? Spirit. God is Spirit. That's His nature. That is also His essence. It's what God is. He's Spirit. Amen. So when we talk about the Spirit, it's simply the nature of God. When we talk about the Spirit of God, actually, it's just assigning that Spirit and identifying it with the eternal being. In this case, God is Elohim. Amen. Theos in the Greek. Amen. He's the self-existent one. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is simply the deity of all deities. Amen. And God in and of Himself. Hallelujah. Amen. And then it talks about the Spirit of Christ. What was the Spirit of Christ? Who was the Father of Jesus Christ? The Father of the Holy Ghost. We know who the Father was, right? The Bible says that it's the Father, of course, right? But it also says the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. So if you want to split them all up, you got problems. Amen. You got to understand who the Father is. He's the Spirit of God that is Father in creation. Amen. He's Spirit in regeneration. Amen. Praise God. And so, Spirit of life. And so, there's no contradiction in these terms. They're one and the same thing. So you can call it the Spirit. You can call it the Holy Spirit. You can call it the Holy Ghost. You can call it the Spirit of God. You can call it the Spirit of Christ. You can simply call it the Spirit. And all of those are one and the self same. Pneuma. Pneuma in the Greek. Raw, if you want to say it in the Hebrew. It's one and the same thing. Just one Spirit. God is Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm glad I know who He is tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I know it's going to get me in trouble pretty soon. Amen. Because I don't believe that Buddha's God. And I don't believe that Krishna's God. And I don't believe that Confucius was God. And I don't believe that Allah is God. And I don't believe that Muhammad is God. Amen. I believe there's just one God. And I believe that His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe that there's salvation in that name. And there is none other name among under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. He said, except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what that is? That's an indictment. If we don't get the gospel out, folks, we can't hide somewhere. You can't hide light. Amen. Not in darkness you can't. It'll always be revealed. Praise God. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. We gotta let it shine, folks. Amen. This world needs light. It needs a witness. It needs a testimony. Praise God. That's our job. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Grissom, what if people persecute me? Do you know what the word witness comes from? It comes from the word martus. Martus is the word we get the word martyr from. Amen. People that laid down their lives for the gospel. Praise God. There may be a price. But you know what? This life is at best temporary. Yes, sir. Amen. The poet said life is just a temporary art. Amen. It's quickly passing. I realize that more every day that I live. Amen. I pass by a mirror and say, who in the world is that gray-haired man? Amen. Get up in the morning and step on the floor and all of a sudden, ooh, man, oh. Amen. And start, goodness, when did all this stuff start? Amen. And so I'm realizing the mortality. I've just been a human. Amen. I'm ready to go whenever He's ready. Praise God. I'm not rushing it, but I am ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What was old song said? Don't weep for me when I'm gone, because I won't have to leave here alone. When I hear that last trumpet sound, amen, my feet won't stay on the ground. Amen. I'm going to rise with a shout, going to fly to my home beyond the sky. Hallelujah. You see, because heaven is near, I can't stay here. Goodbye, world. Goodbye. Goodbye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's all right, isn't it? I know we weep when people leave. Amen. We're facing that in our family right now, and it's hard. Amen. But I promise you, that sweet little old lady, 97 years old, been serving God more than 70 years, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. She's still sweet as she can be. Amen. Praise God. She's easy to get along with. I don't have any good mother-in-law jokes, not a one. Because my mother-in-law just wasn't like that. Praise God. Amen. And so hey, but it's promotion for the child of God, isn't it? I just want to say this right here. Don't you let the world's stinking attitude get a hold of you concerning death for Christians. The Bible says, we weep not as those that have no hope. Amen. Praise God. When Paul said he said, if it was up to me, he said, I'd already be gone. He said, it would be better for me. Right. Amen. So we need to understand that and not let the world blemish what God's trying to do in us. You know, the Bible has a lot of emblems and types and shadows and figures and symbols of the Spirit. Amen. And with Noah, it was a flying dove. It was a symbol of the Spirit of God. It's also, in the Old Testament, it's a flowing oil. Amen. The psalmist talks about that, Psalm 133, when he said it's like the oil that ran down off of Aaron's beard. You know, and I've told you this before, but in the Bible, when they anointed people, they didn't do this right here. This little number, and put on your forehead. They took about a gallon and a half and poured it on your head. And it went from the top of your head all the way down your body. And it was dripping. Amen. You, when you got anointed in the Old Testament, you knew it. Amen. You didn't get you a Kleenex, that's it. And you just wiped your hands off. He didn't do that. Amen. If you wanted to get it off, you had to take a whole bath. Praise God. Amen. The oil flowing. Amen. And it talks about rain falling. It talks about fountains gushing. It talks about wind blowing. It talks about waves rolling. It talks about fire falling. You know what all these have in common? They're all motion. They're all motion. Everything's moving. It's either flying, or it's falling, or it's flowing, or it's gushing, or it's blowing, or it's rolling. Because the Spirit of God is always in motion. You can't stop the Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. That's why you can't just get the Holy Ghost and sit down on the pew and say, bless God, I'm saved. No, because the Holy Ghost is moving. That's why you cannot replicate a service. And one Sunday night you have this service. And so the next Sunday night you want to do it all over again. You can't replicate that service because the Spirit of God is moving. Amen. You've got a different set of circumstances. You've got a different group of people. You have a different set of needs. And the Holy Ghost is moving, and it wants to meet those needs for those individuals in that service. Amen. Amen. So the Spirit of God is moving. It's always in motion. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why we might as well adapt that old song, says, I feel like traveling on. Amen. Because if you're going to move with the Spirit of God, you're going to have to travel. Praise God. Amen. So it's always in motion. Praise God. He said it's like falling rain. Amen. You know what rain does? Rain is indiscriminate. Amen. The Bible said it rains on the just. And it rains on the unjust. Everybody gets wet. It rains on the seeds, and it rains on the weeds. Amen. It refreshes, it blesses, it reaches everybody. Amen. The Spirit of God is everywhere. There's no place the Holy Ghost is not tonight. We may not like to entertain that, but it's in every theater. It's in every bar room. It's in every dance room. It's in every place. It's in every home. It's in every room. There's no place that the Spirit of God is not. Amen. He hears every word. He sees every deed. He records everything. The Spirit of God is in all places. Amen. Praise God. Brother Grissom, we say that God, and I've told you this so many times, that God is everywhere, but He does not manifest Himself everywhere. Most of the time, God does not manifest Himself in places that are not good and wholesome, but sometimes He does. I have a friend that played for big time stars, big names. He was a tremendously talented musician. He played for some of the biggest names in country music, went all over the country traveling with them. Amen. And they're in their buses and their airplanes. And he's well known in that arena. One night he was up in Canada in a bar. And they were playing. He was standing up there playing his banjo. Amen. Just getting with it. And all of a sudden, his sister was down in Houston, Texas, in Irvington Pentecostal Church. And she got a burden for her brother playing a guitar in a bar up in Canada. Amen. You know what? The Holy Ghost moved all the way up in Canada. Amen. It got to moving in old Stan's life. And all of a sudden, it's like scales fell off of his eyes. And all he could see in front of him was adultery. All he could see in front of him was every kind of gross sin that you could imagine. He was a drug addict. He was an alcoholic. He had all that stuff going on in his life. He went over and he put his banjo in the case and he picked it up and he told the band goodbye. He went and got on an airplane. He flew down to Houston, Texas. He went to the next service with his sister. Amen. The first service he was in, he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He was baptized in Jesus' name. Hey, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost moves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's exciting what the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost moves, you get inventive. You know, when the Holy Ghost was moving, and it's still moving. It moves over in Iraq. I had a friend one time told me that he was out on a drilling rig, Brother Hunt, out in the ocean, offshore. And he was witnessing to these guys, and they said, "Man, we'd like to be baptized in Jesus' name." He said, "Good." He put them in a cage, and they let them down in the water, and he baptized them in Jesus' name right there out in the ocean. Praise God. Hey, a drilling rig's a dangerous place. You don't want to play around once you get truth. You don't want to wait to get back to a baptistry. Just do it right there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It works. There was a guy in the hospital. He was a big man. Weighed well, probably 400 pounds. Amen. And he couldn't get up. He was totally bedfast. Amen. And so he's in the hospital. They're not expecting him to live very long. He wanted to be baptized. So we took him down to the rehabilitation room, and they had a swimming pool down there. It was the neatest baptism I've ever done. They laid him on this table, stretched him out in the water, handed me the controls. I said, "In Jesus' name," I pushed a button. He went, and I pushed another button, and he come up. Amen. Thank God for technology. Amen. But when the Spirit gets to move, and exciting things happen. Amen. Over in Iraq during the war, they people wouldn't get baptized, and they'd get in the back of a pickup and put a tarp in there, fill it up with water, get in there and baptize them in Jesus' name. One of them had a footlocker. God wanted to be baptized. He just put water in his footlocker and just baptized in there. Hey, it doesn't matter. Just soak them. Get them under. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost moving. Amen. The Spirit of God, it's like rain. It touches everybody. It refreshes and it blesses wherever it is. Amen. And the wind, you know, wind doesn't have any boundaries. Nothing stops the wind. The wind, when it gets to the Canadian border, it just keeps on blowing. When it gets to the Mexican border, it just keeps on blowing. Amen. It doesn't stop. It doesn't recognize borders. It doesn't recognize territories. It doesn't recognize governments. It doesn't recognize cultures and colors and languages and separations and differences. And the Holy Ghost is like a wind. Amen. It's for everybody. It's for every culture. It's for every color. It's for every language. It's for everybody. Amen. The Holy Ghost doesn't recognize borders. Amen. It doesn't register with the government. Praise God. You can ask China about that. The most numerous, greatest church on the face of the earth is in communist China. Only God knows how many people in China have the Holy Ghost. I don't know how they compile numbers, but the last time I read an estimation, it was more than 25 million people baptized with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. They don't have churches. They cannot have churches, but they don't stop the moving of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Laws do not stop the moving of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is still moving. Amen. He's like a blowing wind. Amen. And then he's like a rolling wave. Amen. You know, waves, they come over here and they roll up on the ocean and they go back in the water and they start rolling and they go all the way across the Atlantic and they touch the shores over there in Africa and in Europe and in Asia. Amen. And they roll and they come back across the sea and they touch on the shores of America and they start it all over again in the Pacific, in the Indian Ocean, in the Arctic Ocean, and all the seven seas. It does it over and over. Over and over and over again. It touches every shore. It touches every continent. It doesn't miss any place. It's rolling like waves. Amen. I don't know if you've ever experienced the Holy Ghost moving like waves, but I have. Brother Loon, it's very observable and very interesting at General Conference, isn't it? How many times have we watched it? It would wash across an audience and there's thousands of people there and they'd start over here worshiping God and it would be like a wave and you would watch people as it progressed its way across the auditorium and people on this side and then it would start all over again. Hallelujah. It was so beautiful to watch, but hey, the Spirit of God is still moving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to understand tonight that the wind will move anything that allows it to move. There are some things that will resist the wind. And for a time, wind can be resisted. But you know, over time, wind will wear a mountain down. Just one little grain at a time. It takes a lot. Boy, Brother Grissom, it takes a long time. But in time, wind can wear a mountain to a molehill. Amen. It's persistent. It's constant. It never stops. Amen. Praise God. You got somebody in your life you're praying for, and they seem to be a mountain. Seems like they're not going to move. Hey, you just keep on praying. You just keep on saying, "Get him, Jesus. Sick him, Lord." Amen. Stay on him, Jesus. Don't give up. Don't let him. Don't stop. Hey, and just keep on blowing. Praise God. Amen. A little girl, her dad was agnostic. He didn't really believe in God. Didn't know if he believed in God. Didn't know if there was a God. Didn't care if there was a God. His little girl believed in God. And she said, "I'm going to pray tonight, Daddy. That's going to snow tomorrow." He said, "Honey," said, "where we live, it don't snow." She said, "Well, Jesus can make it snow." Amen. The next morning, she got up, looked outside. You know what? It was snowing. Papa came down just in time, walked in the room just in time to hear her say, "Attaboy, Jesus, you show him." Let that wind blow. Let that wind blow. They might resist for a little while, but keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on pushing. Keep on believing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it's still moving. Amen. But you know, the wind, it can affect things that will let it move them. I grew up in West Texas, and we had windmills. Anybody ever seen a windmill?
Yeah.
You know how a windmill works? And it's got these blades up at the top, like a big fan, and they're curved. And the reason for the curvature is so that it can catch the wind. And it'll move so it can just catch the wind. I don't know if you've been out to West Texas lately, and maybe somewhere else, you've seen those massive blades in those windmill farms that they have now for energy creation. Massive. You've seen those blades perhaps on the back end of a truck. Huge, huge things. Amen. And same principle. That thing's designed so that the wind will catch it and it begins to move. Amen. When it starts moving, something changes. Hallelujah. And current is born. And in the windmill, the kind we had was to pump water. It would begin to pull that pump up and down. Amen. And after a while, you could see water begin to come up out of that hole and spill over into that old tank that it was supposed to fill. Amen. And you watch that. It had a purpose, and it was moving with a purpose. Amen. Hey, you know what? I want the Holy Ghost to move in my life with a purpose. Every morning, amen, you need to get up. Say, where's the wind? Where's the Holy Ghost? God, what do you want to do today? I'm here for a purpose. I want you to use me. I want you to bless me. I don't want you to bypass me. I don't want you to go around me. God, use me today. Create what you want to create. Do what you want to do. Yes, sir. Amen. But you know what? Windmills had a break on them. You could get a hold of a handle and you could pull that break down and you could lock it. Amen. It didn't matter what the wind did. It just resist. I don't want to get that spirit. I don't want to break. I want to be freely in motion. Wherever the Holy Ghost is moving, that's where I want to be. Whatever the Holy Ghost is doing, I want to be involved in it. Because the Spirit of God is still moving. Now, when the Holy Ghost is in control and you're powered by the wind, you know, you don't have a whole lot of say-so where it's going, because the Bible said the wind blows where it listeth. It goes where it wants to. Amen. So you don't get a whole lot of say. Well, Lord, you know, I don't want to go there. Well, you don't have a choice. If that's where the wind takes you, if that's where the Holy Ghost takes you, that's where you go. Amen. Well, God, you know, I can't talk to them. I don't think they don't look like they'd be good church folks to me. And the Holy Ghost says, talk to them. Uh-huh. Well, God, I don't know how they'd fit in. Amen. Just talk to them. Right. Just talk to them. Amen. Praise God. Just go ahead and talk to them. Step out there. Be brave. Mm-hmm. Let the Holy Ghost direct you. Mm-hmm. Let the Holy Ghost move you. Amen. There's no telling what would happen in Athens, Texas, if we'd just let the Holy Ghost move us every day. Yes, praise. And you know what? Some of you know what I'm talking about here tonight. Some of you, you've been moved like that. God has told you to talk to people. You talk to them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost moves with a purpose. And Isaiah saw it move in the temple. He said, I saw it moving so strong that the very pillars were moving. What held the church up was actually in motion. Hey, you know what? It's good to be a pillar in the church, but be movable. Amen. Don't get so static and so stayed and so set in your ways that the Holy Ghost can't move you. Amen. I think the pillars in the church, they need to be the first ones to move. If somebody's going to run, you ought to be running. If somebody's going to stand, you ought to be standing. If somebody's clapping, you ought to be clapping. Somebody praising, you ought to be praising. Somebody amen. You need to be amening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he said, I saw the Holy Ghost moving. It was moving in the church house, and even the pillars were moving. Amen. Ezekiel said, hey, I saw something else. He said, I saw water flowing out of the temple. He said, man, it started flowing. Next thing I know, it was up to my ankles. And then I looked down, it was up to my knees. And then it went out a little further, and it got up to my waist. And then it got up to my chest. And then I just had to swim because my feet couldn't touch the bottom. And he said, everywhere it went, life flowed. Life was restored, and healing was transformed. Amen. All those are pictures of the Spirit of God moving, 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 moving. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that what we're praying for here? Yes. Brother Schaefer, one of my friends, was praying one time in church, in the old church there in Cross Plains, and he said, oh God, he said, I'm just asking you, somebody passing by today, passing by the church, he said, I want you to just get a hook and put it in their jaw like a fish and just bring them in. Uh-huh. Amen. Next service. Now, if you know Phil Schaefer, he's a big man. He's huge. Amen. Kind of looks like Big Tex, the state fair, not quite, but big, big. He's a big Texan. And then he said this guy come in Sunday morning, made him look like a boy. Woo! That must be a big man. Amen. Brother Schaefer got to preaching, and after service, that man come down to the altar bawling, squalling. He said, Pastor, he said, I was passing by the church the other day, and it said something like somebody put a hook in me and just brought me in here. I had to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Holy Ghost is moving. Amen. Let it move. Let it move. Let it move. Amen. Praise God. He'll move you if you allow Him. He'll move you if you allow Him. Amen. Philip, the evangelist. You know, Philip was the one that started. I shouldn't say it that way. God started it. But let me just say, Philip was the first one utilized to start the revival in Samaria. The apostles didn't start that. It was an evangelist that started that. He went down and started preaching to Samaritans. Amen. And the Bible said they got the Holy Ghost. They didn't get the Holy Ghost yet, but they were baptized in Jesus' name, and miracles were taking place, and folks were being healed. Right. They didn't get the Holy Ghost till the man with the keys came down. Amen. But when Peter, Jesus gave him the keys, remember? Amen. When he came down, amen, and he and John began to lay hands on them, they started getting the Holy Ghost right and left. Praise God, the Holy Ghost was unleashed. Amen. And Philip was right there in the middle of that revival, man. And then, man, he was having a great revival. And all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost said, I want you to go out into the middle of the desert here. Well, wait, Lord. Man, we're having revival around here. I want to stay here. I like it here in Samaria, man. We're having revival. Yeah, I prayed for this. I preached for this. Amen. I was here when this thing started. I want to stay here in this revival. And God said, no, I want you to go out in the desert there. Uh-huh. Okay. Amen. He was, and so he got up and he followed the Holy Ghost out in the desert. And all of a sudden out there in the middle of nowhere, he saw this chariot coming. And the Holy Ghost said, go join that chariot over there. Get over that chariot. And he looked up there, and this guy was riding in the chariot. He was a very important man. Amen. And he was reading his Bible. And Philip jumped up there on the chair and he said, hey man, do you know what you're reading? You understand? He said, no. He said, I don't. Really, I don't understand this. He's reading the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He said, I don't understand what this is all about. And Philip said, you know what? I can tell you a little bit about that. Hallelujah. Amen. And he began to talk to him. And all of a sudden, the Bible says, I know what he preached. I know what he preached. Because all of a sudden, this guy stopped his chariot. And he said, here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? So I know what he was preaching. He was preaching baptism in Jesus' name. He was preaching Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that amazing? That God would take a man out of the midst of a red-hot revival, send him out in the middle of a desert to find one hungry soul. Would you be willing to do that? Amen. We want God to use us, but we'd be willing to be used just for one. Just for one. You know what? The church in Ethiopia then and today is one of the strongest churches. One of the strongest apostolic churches. Amen. One of the greatest modern revivals today is taking place in Ethiopia. Yes. Amen. Those seeds that Philip planted way back there. Amen. There's some prophetic seeds I don't have time to talk about that are planted in Ethiopia. Amen. God's doing some marvelous things. But you see, how he moved one man. My roommate at Bible college, one of them, he was working a job, and he got so desperate to be used of God, and he was praying, and he said, God, he said, I want to be used. I want to win souls to you. He said, I don't care if I lose my job. I want to win souls for you. Would you believe he went to work the next morning, and there was a padlock on the gate? His business shut down overnight. He said, now what am I going to do? Well, you're going to find another job. So he went and he got another job. Break time. He's sitting there, break time, and this man sitting in there in the break room, and he pulls out a Bible and starts reading it. Amen. And all of a sudden he asked Joe, he said, "Hey," he said, "are you a Christian?" Joe said, "Yes, I am." He said, I'm kind of new at this." He said, "But I was reading here in Acts 2:38. I don't understand this. Do you know anything about that?" That's like saying sick 'em to a dog. He said, "Man, do I know something about that?" Amen. Praise God. And he brought that young man to church. God saved him and his family. Amen. Started revival. Praise God. You see how the Holy Ghost can move somebody. You just gotta, he's still moving. I've told this story in the past, but let me just tell it one more time. When my mom was quite young, she used to pick up some children and bring them to church. When their father found out that it was a Pentecostal church, and mom brought them home, he came out. And he cursed her. And he said, "You will never take my children back to that Pentecostal church. Don't you ever come back to my house and pick up my children and take them to that church." And she didn't do it. But they'd walk away from the house. And she'd just give them a ride and wind up at the church. Praise God. Sometimes you got to bootleg the gospel just a little bit. Well, some of those kids got the Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Years passed by. Amen. And my mom one night had a dream. And in this dream, she saw a man in flames, and he was burning. And he was crying out, "Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Please, somebody help me." And she recognized him as the father of those children that some 30 plus years past had cursed her and said, "Don't ever come back to my house again." The Holy Ghost moved in her heart. And she knew she had to find him. She, back in those days, you know, we had phone books. And she got a phone book and she found the name. Obviously, she was scared. She was fearful because last time she talked to the man, it was not good. But she knew the Holy Ghost was saying, "Talk to him." She got a sister from the church to go with her. And they went to the man's house and knocked on the door. And he was very congenial. He invited them to come in. And my mom said, "I guess you wonder why we're here." And she told him, she said, I saw you a few nights ago in a dream." And she explained the dream. And she said, "I'm here to see if there's somehow that I can help you." And that man began to weep and broke down. And he told my mom, he said, "I'm dying." He said, I have lung disease. And I don't have a very long time to live. He said, but I'm scared to die because I know I'm not ready." Amen. And so my mom and her friend prayed with them in that living room that day. That family, he and his wife came to church. Amen. Right after that. And they both prayed back through and got the whole, but prayed through and got the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name. He did not live but a few short weeks after that. And he left this world, but he was ready to go. See what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost moving us. Anybody here tonight want to be moved by the Holy Ghost? Praise God. We want to be moved by the Holy Ghost. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Amen. What did he say? He said, "They shall mount up with wings as eagles." You've watched that. I love to watch eagles and hawks, amen, because the way they perform. You notice you hardly ever see them move their wings because they have discovered a secret in the sky that there are thermals of air, heated air, that will, they can get into that thermal and it will cause them to go higher and higher and higher with little effort. All they have to do is find it and stay with it and let it lead them and let it guide them, and they can ride on that to heights they could not attain all by themselves without much effort. Amen. And so that's a picture of the church, folks. That's what we're here to do. We're here to seek out the Spirit of God. Lord, I'm like an eagle. I feel a little something over here. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's preaching, isn't it, Brother Looney? You get to preaching, you don't know what in the world you're going to say. You prepare and then forget it. Amen. Praise God. Now, not everybody does it that way. Some people are a lot more prepared than I am. Amen. But the Holy Ghost moves, and we're like that eagle. We're searching for Him, and we're looking for Him. The moving of the Spirit. God, where are you moving? Amen. I know how you moved yesterday, and I'm thankful for what you did, but today's a different day, and we've moved on from yesterday. This is not the same day as yesterday. Everything's changed. Amen. Praise God. We're in a new day today. So what do you want to do today? Whatever you're doing, I want to be a part of it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. The Spirit, He's still moving. He's still moving. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Pray. Who wants to move with Him? Who wants to move with Him? Praise God. Who wants to be used of God tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Who wants to offer themselves? God, I don't want resistance in my life. I want to totally and completely surrender. Amen. I want to be sensitive tonight. Give me ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this last hour. Hallelujah. God, let me be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Use me, God, in the gifts of the Spirit. Let me bring light where there's darkness. Let me bring order where there's chaos. Let me bring life where there's barrenness. Let me bring hope where there's hopelessness. Let me bring peace where there's trouble. God, use me tonight. Help me to bring joy into homes of sorrow and sadness. God, help me. Amen. Where there's lives that are broken, let me bring the healing of the Holy Ghost so people can be renewed and restored. People can start all over again. Hallelujah. Amen. God, use us tonight. God, use us tonight. You're moving in this hour. You're moving in this last day. All of these symptoms and signs that we see around us of our society as it is crumbling. The very foundations that seemed just a short time ago to be unshakable. Our economies of the world are on shifting sand. Morals almost eroded away. It seems like sin has come in like a flood. But the Bible said that the Spirit of God would raise up a standard against it. So God, help us in this hour. You have matched us with this day. You have chosen us for this time. Amen. This is our day. So God, help us now to rise up, to rise to the challenge, to offer ourselves willingly and say, here am I, Lord. Send me. Use me.